Hi, and welcome to this week's sermon summary. We took a break from Romans this week and ran over to Ephesians chapter 4. We had a church members meeting, our beginning of the year members meeting, and I just wanted to spend some time looking at the scriptures and seeing how a healthy and thriving church functions. So we considered some basic ingredients to a healthy church, and we started in verse 11 right after Christ's ascension. He gave to the church some as apostles and some as prophets, and we believe those have passed off the scene. But then he also gives some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers. The evangelists would be those especially given a gift in evangelism, though all believers, of course, are supposed to be evangelizing. But he also gave some as pastors and teachers. We would say these are simply pastors of the church. They're called elders, bishops, and here referred to as specifically ones who are gifted in teaching. And the purpose of a pastor in a church is to be equipping the saints by teaching them God's word. And they are to be equipped specifically for the work of the service in the church with the end goal of building the body up, the body of Christ up. And the goal in that goal would be with the finish line of being unified in the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. So it's to help individuals know Christ and to know them better each day of their lives and to live for Him. And it really ought to be the end goal of the church always, is for people, whether they don't know Him as their Lord and Savior, to teach them about Christ as their Lord and Savior, for them to trust in Him, and those who have trusted in Him to come to know Christ better and better, more and more, in a deeper and true way each day. And we're to be growing up to a mature man. And what is the measure of a mature man? The fullness belongs to Christ. So we talked about how we can look like Christ. Well, He was perfect in love. He was perfectly obedient here on earth. He had incredible humility. He was a servant. He showed patience and grace and mercy and truth. He was incredibly patient with His disciples over and over again, as He's incredibly patient with me and you. And we are to show those characteristics as a church family as we become more and more like Christ. Another evidence of a solid church would be one whose people are not tossed like little children here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. So our church was encouraged to be very careful who we listen to on the radio or on YouTube or on the TV. We ought to want to know Christ, and we ought to want to know Him in a true biblical way. And when we are feeding ourselves with false teachings or simply teachings that are just not rich and driving us to God's Word in a deeper way, we are really missing out. But rather, the church is to speak the truth in love, and we're growing up into Christ our head. As a baby grows into their head and is able to hold it up, we are to be growing into the head, which is Christ, of course, our Lord and Savior. We're to be building ourselves up in love and speaking the truth in love. In short, the ingredients would be having Christ as our head, number one. Number two, sound teaching. Number three, you need members. And then 4, 5, and 6 would be what the members do, speaking the truth in love, members being together in the first place, and members serving each other. So that is Ephesians chapter 4, the ingredients of a healthy church. Have a great day.